Welcome to Faith Walking Conversations. In this episode, Ken Schumann and a group of faith walkers reflect on the topic of being a blessing. This conversation was originally recorded in July of 2020. We want to remind you that Faith Walking's mission is to make wholeness possible for individuals, communities, and the world. Visit us at www.faithwalking.us. Join this conversation.
I'm looking through the eyes of love. I'm gonna look twice at you until I see the Christ in you.
So how do we live missionally in the midst of the pandemic? How do we manage our own anxiety? How do we continue to work on differentiation? And how do we love well? If you remember a couple of weeks ago, we talked about one evidence of loving well is forgiveness. And today I want to come and offer a second one. And what I want to talk about today, and it's been fascinating because I've been doing some study this week, which invigorates and enlivens me. And so that's one of the things that's kept me going, is the idea of how can we be a blessing to the people that we come in contact with every day? How can we be a blessing to our neighbors and to our neighborhood? So that's kind of what I want to talk about today. In Genesis chapter 12, in the calling of Abraham, when God called Abraham, and you'll remember the story, I want you to go to a land you know not of and just get up and go. That in the midst of that, God said to Abraham, I'm going to bless you. And because I bless you, I want you to be a blessing to the people of the world. Well, I believe that God's heart is for us to be a blessing. So what does it look like to be a blessing during a pandemic? What does it look like? How can we do that? And what does even being a blessing even mean? And at the root, kind of if you go deep, deep, deep into the origins of the word blessing, here's what I found. The word to bless someone means to add strength to another person's arms, to add strength to another person's arms. And right as I read, well, not right as I read it, but so then what occurred to me is I went back to a story in Exodus, where in Exodus, there was a battle and Joshua was leading the battle on the ground. And Moses, if you remember, was up on the side of the hill or the mountain. And as long as Moses' arms were raised, the Israelites were winning. And when he got tired and he lowered his arms, the Israelites would lose. And so Aaron and Hur come, one on each side of Moses, and they set him down on a rock, and then what do? They hold up his arms. To bless someone means to hold up their arms. I think implied in that is when they're tired and when they're worn out and when they're grumpy and when the housekeeper doesn't iron the clothes and, you know, when things don't go our way, we need other people to bless us by coming and holding our arms up. So then as I did further work, to bless means these three things, and I found them really fascinating. To bless means anything that relieves another person's burden in life. So when we help relieve another person's burden in life, we bless them. And by the way, folks, there is a handout here in the Zoom chat, so you can download these notes if you want them. The second thing that blessing means is it's anything that lifts the spirit of another person and alleviates their distress. to lift the spirits of another person and alleviate them of their distress. And in our current time and day, this next one just blew me away. To bless someone means anything that helps another person breathe more easily is to bless them. So I believe that God has invited us to be a blessing to the people around us, to be a blessing to our family, to be a blessing to our neighbors in our neighborhood, to fellow church members, to fellow people on the journey. And to do that, we lift their arms. But I think we also could bless. So then, just the way my mind works, I went to a story in the New Testament of four friends of a man who was paralyzed, and Jesus the healer had come to town, and they desperately wanted their friend to be healed. And so they get there, and there's such a crowd around the house that they can't get him inside. And so these dudes are bold enough to go get on the roof and pull the roof tiles away and lower the man down to where he's lowered right in front of Jesus. And it's so you know what I think they did? They blessed that guy. They lifted up his arms and they lifted up his feet and they lifted up his entire body and they got him to the healer. And it's fascinating in the text, which is Luke 5:17-20, by the way, that Jesus says, in this way, their faith was visible to Jesus. In other words, here's what this is the way I would translate that. When we bless other people, our faith is visible to them. So the way, you know, faith is invisible. We can't hear it. And it's not just about talking about our faith. Faith becomes visible when we hold the arms up of a person who needs help. So to be blessed, so I want to be blessed and I want you to be blessed. To be blessed means to have a rich and abundant life. It means to be endowed with success and prosperity and fruitfulness. And so to bless others means to empower others for success and well-being. To bless others means to believe in them when they don't even believe in themselves. To bless means to encourage when they lack courage, to empower when they lack power. To build them up when they don't have the capacity to build themselves up. So I want to invite you just to think in really practical terms about what does it look like to bless the people around you? I've mentioned a few things for myself along the way. I think just noticing people blesses them. When I call people by name, the woman behind the cash register at the grocery store, the person at the donut shop, when I call them by name, when I'm interested in their life, I bless them. And one of the things that's really been on my mind a lot lately is the idea of being patient and kind during the pandemic. And I think patient and kind is blessing other people. So my big takeaway is blessing is a simple act of love that we come alongside people and we offer them our help in whatever little way it is. We offer to hold their arms up. And I'm wondering And I want to invite you to be creative in your thinking with me. So when we're socially distanced from one another, how can we still bless people? And would you take on with me that maybe as much as one time every day for the next 7 days, I'm going to think about and find a way to bless someone, to be a blessing to someone by holding them up? So that's what I'm thinking about today. And I think the simple act of blessing is an act of love. So I wonder what that stirs up for you. What's it make you think about?
Well, this week, for example, in the past couple of days, my job is to talk to people all day long. I'm on the phone all day long, and I'm selling insurance. But I've talked to so many people that are hurting right now, and God has really given me the opportunity to just listen to them. I mean, I was on the phone with a guy yesterday who was literally losing it in anger and cussing at me. And I just sat there and I listened and I said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you're going through this right now. And he calmed down and started talking about his own faith. You would have never thought he was a believer, but we ended up spending an hour and a half on the phone, and it was such a blessing. I got this long email from him, you know, just asking for prayer. And I sent him the Faith Walking link. And we're going to be in touch over the weekend. And it just, I've met so many people like that through this work. I can't go anywhere. So the only thing I can do is be missional on the phone and yes, with my family.
Mm-hmm. So. Awesome, Brenda. Awesome.
This is sort of a silly one, but we have in Colorado right now this movement called Colorado Wine Ninjas, and it is moms who are going and like you sign up and you see who you can go and drop off a bucket of things, which generally includes a bottle of wine, but a bunch of other gifts also for the mom. And it's all supposed to be anonymous. And so like you put your name in, but you don't ever say who you're going to go and give to. They don't ever say who gave to you. And it's really been a spirit lifter for it's spread throughout the entire state. And then they started a group for kids to go and do it. And then the dads wanted to participate. And so now there's a men's group that does, I don't know, something else. But it's become quite this group and this community effort to just bring a smile to each other's day.
That's a beautiful idea, Tammy. I love it. Would y'all come to Tomball, Texas?
Yes.
I'm not a mom, but I'd take a bucket.
I know. As we're saying, why do the moms get to have all the fun?
Exactly.
Another thing that came up that I've seen that is a great idea for doing from home, and I'm actually really glad that we did this session today because it reminded me that I haven't followed through yet. But there's a bunch of nursing homes that are taking, what do they call them? Oh gosh, now I can't remember. But anyway, pen pals, you know, for the folks who are in close, you know, can't leave in the nursing homes, and they show pictures on the website, and it's spread to other ones as well, of these folks with their, you know, mail that they've received. And I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. The videos and everything that I saw are pretty, pretty neat. So that's another opportunity. I think a lot of places are doing it.
Cool. That's great, Angela.
I have someone that I used to go to church with, and she periodically sends, she likes those coloring books, the adult coloring books, and she has some that have Bible verses that are decorated, and she colors them and sends them to people just randomly with a little note, like, hey, just thinking about you. And they're really pretty. She has like real nice pens, and I've gotten two of those from her, one a couple months ago and one like a long time ago, but it's always a nice little thing. I have them hanging up by my bedroom mirror. And I'm big on sending people cards too, like just little note cards. You can get them at the Dollar Tree for a 10 or 12 pack, and just send people little notes thinking about you or praying for you or, hey, how are you doing? Just in general, I've actually not been doing a great job of that during the pandemic. But I'm always surprised how impactful that is to people. Like I could take 30 seconds just writing a couple sentences and I'll go to someone's house and they have it like up on their fridge or pinned to their bulletin board or something. Like it means a lot to people because people don't write notes and send cards anymore. I don't think a lot.
Yeah. Great idea, Laura.
One thing that we've kind of taken to doing, it's just Vickers have a very hard time right now. They're serving so many people and doing services on online or Zoom. And anyway, we just have had a vicar a week, seems like, come over and just sit in our back garden. And we just give them coffee and let them process.
Yeah.
Let them talk and let them
awesome.
Cry a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a little space
mm-hmm.
away from where they serve.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What strikes me, Deborah, is even back to the story of Moses. Moses was leading a whole lot of people and the job was big and he got tired. And if Moses needs somebody to hold his arms up, well, Moses, then all the rest of us need people to hold our arms up, right? We're going to get worn out. We're going to get tired. Good. Thank you. Judith.
Yeah, I have, when I get anxious during this time and other times, I find that going for a walk really helps. And I've gotten to meet two gentlemen who live down the road. One is in his 90s and the other one is a little bit younger, I think. But it has gotten to where they look for my walking to stop and greet them. They're always sitting on their front steps. And the older gentleman has now, we've shared names, so they know who I am and I know who they are. And the older gentleman has gives me a joke every day when I see him. He's got it printed out for me with my name on it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And so he's blessing me, but he's also told me that they look forward to my coming by every day.
Yeah.
So I make a point of taking a walk after lunch because I know that's when they're going to be out. And in this time when we're not seeing people three-dimensionally, it's so right. nice.
Absolutely. Beautiful idea. And I love when you post your pictures on Facebook too, by the way.
Thank you. Yes, I have heard from a lot of people about the pictures. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I love it.
I think that we can give life to others simply by being gracious with their anxiety and our own anxiety. And recognizing that we are in a time that's highly anxious for the entire community and using our faith walking skills to enter into that space with a generous amount of grace towards them.
Absolutely, because we all need it.
And so many people forget or don't have the skills to bring that grace. And I recognize that when I come into a space and can be gracious, that calms everything down and people can think more clearly again. And that seems to be a breath of fresh air for people who are around.
Yeah, good.
Every year we do something called Love NN, which is the postcode that area that I live in. And it's to encourage the whole church to do something that would bless something else, someone else, or just, you know, do something that would surprise them in some way. So we have people paying for people's parking. We have people leaving sweets on car windscreens, dropping gifts in people's houses, making cakes for people, buying coffee, all of that sort of thing. So it's a whole, like, we encourage it for a whole month of, like, do something. There's stickers and things like that we can kind of put on cards and just spread the love across our county. So that kicks off on Sunday. So there'll be and people are encouraged to send their ideas in, and then obviously other people take them and do it again where they live. And so it just goes on and passes the love around from town to town.
Yeah, Great idea.
I just thought of something for those of you who are on Nextdoor. I don't know if that's international or just national, but the Nextdoor app, community apps, you can sign up for being willing to help in different ways, people in the community. And then if people need, so people sign up and they say, I can pick up groceries for someone who can't get out. I can drop off, I can come over and do light yard work, or, you know, housework. And then you can get matched. People who are looking for help will contact people who are offering help, which is pretty neat in your neighborhood or greater neighborhood. So
great. So we're about to transition and go into the small groups where we can do more brainstorming around this. I want to highlight a couple of other things, though. Even as the conversation has been going on, I want to ask you this question. So who is blessing you? And are you willing to ask for help when you need it? Because what I'm discovering, and we all know, this is impacting all of us. And the truth is, what I know clearly, group, is that if all I do is give out, I'm going to give out. I've also got to receive. I've got to take in. And so it's the rhythm of receiving as well as giving. And so I want to invite you, as we go to the small groups, I want to keep brainstorming ideas just right around us. And while we're virtual with a lot of our activities, how can we bless the people around us? And then the second question is, who's blessing you? And are you willing to ask to be blessed? Yeah, I think those are important. And it's just an important reminder that we all need blessing. Sound good? Sound clear? Y'all ready for breakout rooms? So what got talked about in the small group? Anything worthy of sharing with all of us? Any new ideas or... Max.
What I really wanted to bring to mind was Jerry was talking about she goes prayer journaling. Is this all right to say, Jerry, by the way? Yeah, okay.
She said yes.
Yeah, cool. So she goes prayer journaling. She lives in the Bronx and she goes outside to prayer journal, say in a park, but she will say she'll see people walking by and their faces might be down or they might look troubled. And she'll just say, hey, good morning to you. How are you today? You know, and it breaks them out of their thoughts probably and lifts them a little. And I wanted to say that just that one little act, it's like, I wonder how far that blessing went.
Mm-hmm.
But it perhaps doesn't stop with that person. And that person has a conversation during the day to say, guess what happened to me this morning? Mm. And maybe they try it out themselves. Maybe the person they spoke to will think, wow, that must be really good. I'm going to try that, you know? And so there's that one. And one other thing, and if it's okay, I've made a few notes here. Excuse me while I... Yeah, Julie, am I all right to share that you about your little story?
Yes,
cool. Okay, so Julie has had some surgery on her eyes recently, and so her vision wasn't so great for a while, and she really needed looking after, and her family and friends just rallied round, and her son came to stay for a couple of weeks, and they did all sorts of things to lift her spirits, like, you know, even having a fire out in the yard and just sitting there and enjoying food and conversation together, you know. And I asked Julie, how does that make you feel? And she said, it makes me feel I'm, am I okay to say this, Julie?
Yes, you are. Yes.
She said, it makes me feel that I'm not worthy of it.
Mm.
And so we reminded Julie that she's so very worthy, that her father just delights in her, but mm-hmm. that
yeah, her eye was healing, but she was receiving healing through this blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were showing Julie, you are worthy, you are heard, you are seen, you are valued, and we love you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was the additional healing that comes with blessings that really stood out to me.
Mm-hmm.
In that story. Yeah. It was so good. Precious.
So yeah. Precious. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I shared with my group that that I asked my parents and my in-laws to take the kids. And I had talked to my dad when after we went to Michigan to leave the kids there. And I talked to my dad around lunchtime. And as I was putting the kids to bed, he called me and said, well, Mom and I bought tickets for the kids and they're staying till this day. And it was just this one, you know, it was a tiny conversation I had with my dad. And all of a sudden it was like in place that my kids were going to stay. And that was a, it has turned into a really good rejuvenating time for my husband and myself to be able to reconnect with each other after months of all of us being in the same house or figuring out how to schedule or juggle work and childcare without anybody helping to be able to reconnect with each other. So it was learning to ask, mm-hmm. learning mm-hmm. to accept that blessing, and then we've been able to pour out into other people because our kids aren't here. So we spent 3 hours last night in our backyard with a pastor and just poured into her. And my husband is out having coffee with a friend that he wouldn't have time to do otherwise. Mm-hmm. And I get to do that today too. And so the blessing has turned into us being able to bless other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's something in that, Tammy, it's reciprocal. And I think especially for those of us that invest in people a lot of the time is making certain that, yeah, and you know what? I need investing in every now and then.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And that's part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool. I'm so glad that you and Phil get to have that week free.
Me too. And I have a glass guy who's going to come measure my shower doors at the door. So I have to go.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye, friends.
Bye, friends. Love you all.
Anything else before we go? Judith?
No, not for me.
Yeah, Deborah.
I have something that I mentioned to our small group is to watch Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez stand up for herself against the congressman.
Mm-hmm.
That was a blessing to watch how mm-hmm. articulate she was
mm-hmm.
about not just he did this to me, but really identifying that wasn't a true apology and that how she just delineated, I am someone's daughter too.
Right.
And what he did gave permission to other men to treat his daughters that way.
Mm-hmm.
I loved mm-hmm. how she was so clear. And you always talk about being clear is being mm-hmm. kind, right? Mm-hmm. And being kind is loving.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have that yep. the right way around?
You do. Yeah.
Okay, good. And I just thought she was that, and she was strong, and she clearly said why this is not okay.
Yeah.
A real example. And that's a blessing to women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to good men, it was a blessing to mm-hmm. my husband. Mm-hmm. He's the one that sent her response to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was. It was powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. All right, ladies. So good to see all of you. I'm going to miss you the next 2 weeks, but the group will continue to meet. And Deborah and Tammy will be here to facilitate whatever. And it may or may not look the same, but y'all all get here and hang out.
For more information about faith walking, visit www.faithwalking.us. We want to remind you that faith walking exists because of your financial support. Please consider giving at faithwalking.us/donate. Thank you for listening. Until I see the Christ in you. Till I'm looking through the eyes of love. Till I'm looking through the eyes of